Welcome everybody to Moms Who Do It. I'm Ari.
And I'm Jessica.
And we're excited to be back. It's been a while, we have a good one, a good episode tonight. We're here tonight with our guest, Francesca. She is the owner of a kid-to-kid franchise in Florida, and she's going to be able to share with us all about what kid-to-kid is, why it's so awesome, and why you should shop there if you have kids. I go like once a month at
what
least.
What a plug.
At least I'm obsessed with it. And you'll find out why tonight. So Francesca, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Awesome. So we'll get started with our icebreaker. Francesca, is there anything you've Googled recently in the context of being a mom?
Yes. Most recently, I Googled the spring break camp that I was freaking out, thought I'd missed the registration for, which I had not. So win for me, because I just realized in March there's a whole week of school that is going to be on vacation. And oh. Business owner, like the months and weeks are flying by. So anyways, mm-hmm. That's what I Googled.
Wow. Awesome. That's a really good one. That's a good point. Yeah. Balancing Staying being a business owner and a mom. Yeah. That's real thing. So how did you get started or find out about kid-to-kid and kind of that path?
And what is kid-to-kid for the people that don't know?
Because
some people might not know. We are kid-to-kid addicts on this show, and we're very biased because we love kid-to-kid. But what is kid-to-kid? Where are there franchises? Because I know we have listeners across America, actually international, wherever. Tell us a little bit more about the store, how you got into it, etc.
My pleasure. Yeah, so Kid to Kid is a children's resale franchise that started in Salt Lake. They have stores in Canada, Portugal, and over 100 throughout the U.S. And my husband and I are super excited to bring the concept here to South Florida. We have a fourth Florida store, but the first one on the Eastern Miami Metro, West Palm Beach market. And so part of our challenge too and excitement is bringing a new concept to the area, but also that we're, you know, building familiarity and building the brand. But it's also a known brand to others that are outside of our immediate area as well. Uh-huh. So what we do is we buy and sell we buy gently used clothes, shoes, toys, equipment, maternity clothes, decor, kind of anything you have to do with children, we will take a look at. And we offer store credit of 20% more, or we do cash on the spot. So it's not and how I got interested in the store is my background is early childhood. So I've kind of had my pulse on kids and children. I was working in a nonprofit as an infant toddler project manager, working to increase of infant and toddler care, and this was in Charlotte, North Carolina. And across the street from my office was a kid-to-kid store. That's the Park Road location. But I hadn't really known about it. One day, my coworker was like, "Hey, on lunch break, do you want to go over to kid-to-kid?" And at the time, I was pregnant with my child, and I was like, "What the heck is kid-to-kid?" And I'd already been in my office building for many years and had no idea. And we went in there on my lunch break, and I was blown away. It's a very boutique-y feel to resale, super organized. I found great brands. And by the time I was having spaghetti on their shirt from the mall. And so, you know, I could go buy all the brands that I love. I enjoy dressing my kids kind of quirky, kind of fun. And I could do it very affordably. And then while I was at work, I could upcycle the clothes that we no longer needed.
Yes.
This will happen while I was at work. So it was great. It was a win-win for me.
That's amazing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's awesome. Wow. Yeah, that's like literally that's kind of how besides you, Ari, literally telling me that if you don't go to Kid to Kid now, you're missing out. So I immediately Googled the closest one near me, and that's how I met you, Francesca, because where can I find
that's
a Kid to Kid around
here?
So currently our closet in our household is, I would say, like 50-50 Kid to Kid. Or Target, but yeah, so it's pretty awesome.
Ours is like 90% kid to kid because my son grows every week into another.
Yeah, so fast.
Yeah, That's the thing. They grow so fast. It's like stupid to just keep buying new. It's also a sustainability, you know, it's awesome for, you know, waste and stuff. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
There's so many interesting. So, and looking to do this too, I also wanted something that I would feel good about. Like, I don't want to be another cause to the fast fashion industry.
Right.
You know, like, try and think of a way to be part of the solution. And so, even recently, like, I was looking up research, and the Brookings, like, the average cost of raising a child from birth to 18 is $310,000, which is astronomical.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So, you know, whatever I can help to contribute to making that an option to, you know, help alleviate some of that financial burden that young families feel, at least, you know, I feel like kid to kid, I offer that to that in my background in social service and working with nonprofits. It's a feel good, touchy feely part of helping to support the community as well. So that's really what kind of drew me to the franchise brand itself. Like, I wouldn't want to go sell pizza or something else. I was really drawn to this mission. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's such a genius business model because it's just a win-win for everyone that's involved. And that's why I love it. And you find like the nicest brands of kids' clothes there. I mean, it's just, I am never disappointed. And I always leave with a giant bag of clothes.
I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, so excited.
Yep. So and it's nice that it's a constant recycle too. You know, like my thing is not only am I coming home with Hannah Anderson, Posh Peanut, Zara, like all the good stuff, but I'm also like getting rid of the old stuff that I don't want in my house anymore. That's perfectly great stuff that I don't know what to do with. So win-win.
And another great thing about that too, is that it stays local. So all of the things in the store are sourced locally. They're not shipped in on a truck. So there's a less of a carbon. The money that we pay out, we're going to be giving between $200,000 and $250,000 back into the community when people have the cash option. They spend it at local restaurants. They'll spend it on their nails, their hair, their diaper, whatever it is. But it stays local to our South Florida market. Whereas if you go to a big box store, a much smaller percentage of like our local Florida dollars stay in Florida. So that's also important to keeping, you know, a strong South Florida community as well.
Yeah, I have one more question. Just, I'm actually so curious. Where does, like, when you have the option of taking the cash or charity, like, where, what charity do you guys give it to? Does it, is it an international kid-to-kid thing, or is it just locally?
Twofold. So we are, the franchise works with an organization called Build On, where they build schools in under countries and communities, and that's part of our going bagless. So we donate a percentage of the portion of people that will choose to go bagless, because these are super expensive to buy now, seeing how much I have. And so when people do support that, that actually is a cost savings to us, it's a cost savings to the community, and then we can donate on that money to another charity. And then locally, the clothing that we can't sell in the store, we donate to local closet nonprofits. We donate it to the local school system. They have a closet for children that might need uniforms or just clothes in general. We will donate it to, I've had a person say, hey, I'm going to Haiti next week. I've got 5 suitcases I want to fill. We schedule that way. There's more than enough donation too. So that's I'm always looking for more donation partners in the event to be had. So there's a lot of deep, the clothes they travel around Palm Beach County by their landing spots sometimes.
That's interesting. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Have you noticed a trend in, you know, the numbers of people frequenting your store over the past few years? I mean, like, for example, is
we've been open since May, so we are so new to the market. Every month we're adding more people, but the thing that surprises me is how far people are traveling to come see us. So we have people coming up from the Miami Fort Lauderdale market. We have people traveling down from Port St. Lucie. And when we did our initial demographic survey for the store, we were thinking people would be coming from 15 to 18 miles away. It's much more than that. So the need or the desire. Exactly. Case in point. So I'm hoping the customer experience and what people find in the store is so fantastic that they're, you know, it's worth their drive. They're excited to come. Yeah. And it's a destination spot. So it I have to deliver on that now because people are traveling.
But yep. It is. Yeah, yep. It's totally yep. worth it. And you have toys too, you know, not just clothes, right? I mean, it's everything.
And maternity
yeah, toys. Mm-hmm. And a lot of even like the toys have a lot. We're in a very fortunate community too. And mm-hmm. so we even have the point where some people will have a birthday party and instead of going home to open gifts, they just come to our store and we're like, we can't take this all home. My child already has too much stuff. So yeah. there's wow. a lot of brand new stuff that comes into our store. Yeah. And then also as a franchise, we offer a lot of new product. And so you're busy with moms and little kids. Like you don't want to run to 10 different stores and it's not always online. So hopefully you can come in our store and pick up other things that you might need as well that help with the care of your child.
That's fantastic.
Convenient. Love it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What has been your favorite aspect of this endeavor so far?
Just the working with people. Like I really genuinely enjoy working with people and passion and satisfaction for kid to kid as much as I enjoyed as a customer. So it's like the bet we took in investing in this business. Thing that it would fly in South Florida, just seeing it come to fruition. So mm-hmm. that and just seeing the team that we've hired, seeing them become more confident and being able to step away a little bit and know that mm-hmm. it can be in good hands without us being there. Right. But that's really been enjoyable. And I've just learned a lot about moms. Like mom, it's hard to be a mom with young kids right now. Like
it sure is.
There's some that's stressed out ladies. Yeah.
That's why we started this podcast.
Literally, oh my gosh, yep. I feel like there's just information being given to them and or you, yes. you are both young Instagram and Facebook and your friends yep. and this, like it's constant information and I feel like people are always second guessing whether or not they're being a good mom and there's a lot of guilt they carry.
That's our next episode.
Yep, mom guilt is on its way. Don't worry everyone. To be yeah. next time we'll talk about it. Mom guilt.
Yep.
But yeah, no. Definitely a crazy time. I know my mom and even my grandma, they're always like, you know, there's this, just do it this way, do it that way. That's how we always used to do it. And you have too many, you know, you don't have to buy organic everything. She's not going to die. Be careful.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just nowadays, it's so, there's so much, you're right. It's information. And it's like, you feel like you have to catch up all the time. So, yeah, I totally get that. So I have a question for you. I know we just keep grilling you with questions for the past 20 minutes, but I do have another question for you. So where, like we usually ask our guests, do you have any words of wisdom for two things? One for, let's say there's a listener who might want to start their own kid to kid, a business savvy mom on who's listening right now. Do you have any words of wisdom for them about starting their endeavor, maybe not kid to kid, but a business like you started? And then two, words of wisdom for a mom in general, just on the day to day. So those are my two.
Sure. I think starting any business, you just have to be willing to grind in and work hard. And those are long mm-hmm. days and the buck yeah. stops with me, you know, so we've said nights and early mornings at the store getting it ready and learning the systems and trying to get it all to be where it is. And it's still a work in progress. So if you can hustle, the resale market though is growing. Like it's predicted to be booming in the future. And there's still I think resale is totally going to go online, especially not with children's items. Like you have unique items. You don't have like a like you want to get rid of your stroller, you know, it doesn't need to be right. this big shipping process. We can take it off your hands and that can be repurposed. So mm-hmm. what you're passionate about, I think makes a big difference. I know I couldn't do restaurant work or, you know, like not, I enjoy going to restaurants, but it's of engagement for me. Like I really enjoy the mothers and babies. If you've ever been in a kid to kid store, in our store, especially, we let the children, moms to shop. We want, you know, it's like it's a relaxed environment. It's, you know, it's a chaotic, crazy, kids crying, kids laughing, riding scooters around, but it's fun and I enjoy that part of it. And just and really enjoy working with people. And then my words of wisdom for is just to relax and breathe. Like, I really feel like there's so much pressure on moms that we don't take time for ourselves. I'm really on my own personal journey of like manifestation and putting mm-hmm. myself in a good energy vibe, breath work, just because it's essential. And if you stay regulated, your children are going to be regulated. So there's a lot of chemistry that works when you're raising young children. If you're calm, you know, it helps the whole situation stay calm. Not that every day is going to be calm, but if you kind of just take control of the situation. And it's just a short time. I've got 4 kids. My oldest is 26. It seems like it's never going to end, but it ends so quickly. And you move on to the next series of issues or joys, and it's all great. At the end of the day, if your children are good people, like, I just have 2 adult children that are good people. So, you know, that makes me feel good.
Yeah, it means you did your job. You still are doing your job, obviously, but yeah. No, I totally get that. That's really, really good advice. I'm definitely going to take that because it's true. I do think that my child feels when I'm stressed. Like, I totally mm-hmm. feel that and get that. But yeah, that's awesome. Ari, do you have any other questions?
I think that's all. I want to end with that because that advice was so good.
It really was.
So I want to end with that because it was just amazing. Like, to focus on regulating yourself so that your kid is also regulated, I think is so important because we forget that they're just watching us nonstop, like mimicking us nonstop. So, and I just saw this post the other day, and it's a post on Instagram, so take it for what it is. Probably not super accurate, but it was saying that, you know, after a child's born, like, your DNA, not your DNA, but kind of more, for lack of a better term, DNA changes because you're basically become part of each other. Like, they mm-hmm. are still part of you, and it's trying to say that the fourth trimester never really ends.
True.
And I just think that comes back into this because they're such a part of you biologically, like, if you are stressed or upset, that's 100% going to affect them. So I really like that point.
It's true.
For sure. Okay, well, this was awesome. Now I'm in the shopping mode, so thanks, Francesca. And by the way, I if you have no more, so if people don't know, Kids a Kid have like a dollar day bin situation where I just went to and stocked up for, I think I got $32 worth of stuff for a dollar. It was just awesome. So check it out. I urge everybody listening to go see if there's one near you, or even start one if you are into that. That would be awesome. I even told Francesca, I'm like, if I was not working my full-time job, this is what I would totally be doing that.
Me
I would
too.
Love it. And I said to her, I said, I would expand south, I swear. Like, it's
there
best.
You go.
So, I just, everybody check it out. That's all I could say because you will thank us for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Francesca.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure sharing it with you.
Of course. Okay. Thank you, guys. See you.
Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.